Keach's Catechism, questions 101 through 110. Question 101. To whom is baptism to be administered? Answer. Baptism is to be administered to all those who actually profess repentance towards God, faith in and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ, and to none other. Question 102. Are the infants of such as are professing believers to be baptized? Answer. The infants of such as are professing believers are not to be baptized because there is neither command nor example in Holy Scriptures or certain consequence from them to baptize such. Question 103. How is baptism rightly administered? Answer. Baptism is rightly administered by immersion, or dipping the whole body of the person in water, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Question 104. What is the duty of those who are rightly baptized? Answer. It is the duty of those who are rightly baptized to give up, or join, themselves to some visible and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Question 105. What is the visible church? Answer. The visible church is the organized society of professing believers in all ages and places wherein the gospel is truly preached and the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper are rightly administered. Question 106. What is the invisible church? Answer. The invisible church is the whole number of the elect that have been, are, or shall be gathered into one under Christ the head. Question 107. What is the Lord's Supper? Answer. The Lord's Supper is a holy ordinance wherein by giving and receiving bread and wine, according to Christ's appointment, his death is showed forth, and the worthy receivers are, not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood, with all his benefits to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Question 108. What is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? Answer. It is required of them that would worthily, that is, suitably, partake of the Lord's Supper, that they examine themselves, of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest, coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. Question 109. What is prayer? Answer. Prayer is an offering up of our desires to God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. Question 110. What rule has God given for our direction in prayer? Answer. The whole Word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that prayer, which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer.